mentioned that F5 to you. It doesn't even say F5 anymore.
If I wish I was playing 10 years ago, because I'm pretty sure I would have got sub 10k finish.
Mind your business!
A certain Egyptian king is being ignored.
Saint Maximin!
What's happening? We are back with another episode of Only One Bonus Point, a light take on a deep game. We're your hosts. My name is RJ.
And I'm Ray. RJ, how are you, my man?
I'm good, man. I am very
Would you what would you rate your mood out of five?
Out of five? Ooh, so definitely a 4.8. 4.9. Yeah. I'm in a
wonder what Chelsea's mood is.
Very, very, very good place, man. Whether it be Arsenal, fantasy football, it's been a good week. It's been a very good week. How about you, my guy?
All good, my man. All good. Yeah. I mean, yeah, had to wear one of my 1,000 Arsenal jerseys I have. And I thought, you know what? Feeling pretty in pink. It's a beautiful day. There wasn't rain here.
Yeah.
My Chelsea mates got it. It was brilliant.
Mate, the cooking they've been getting. I was cooking them as well. I'm not gonna lie. Yeah, I've been cooking them on my TikTok.
Bro, the flavoring I got from their tears was just majestic.
Oh, mate, lovely, delicious tears, delicious. Yes, but bro, they're not here for Arsenal. I mean, as much as we'd love to talk about it, we'll find a way to squeeze it in. Yeah. We're here for FPL. Double game week 34 is still underway. But what are we planning to do for game week 35, the beloved wild card?
Well, today's episode will be probably shrunk a bit more, but the amount of quality we have is underrated for me. We're going to go through our, double game week 34 scores at least this morning.
Mm-hmm.
We're going to go through a quite incredible free hit. And I'm very proud of that individual. I really am. I give him a lot of shit, but he's doing brilliantly this season. We'll go through the fixtures, and then you and I are both on wildcard, and
yes,
we're going to share the drafts, and they are slightly different as well. So it's going to be
but a short, change.
Sharp episode, no doubt.
Yeah. It's going to change you to certain things going on in the games right now.
Yeah.
But you know, according to what you just said, yes, Our content is underrated, but you know why? But that's because we're babies in this game. So what I gotta say to you guys is don't forget to like, subscribe, and share. But if you want to catch me on X, it's @_only1RJ.
Yeah, you can find me @Ray_Cure, and of course Law @only1_Law with number one, and of course our account @only1bonuspoint with the number one. RJ, mini league code.
Oscar Charlie 3 Bravo Kilo. That's the one.
Beautiful.
3 Bravo Kilo. Yeah, that's the one.
Yeah.
Hey, bro, we can sort you out and only one Ray Cure, you know. We can sort you out, bruv.
that's an offline discussion.
It's like, no man.
Oh really? Oh, it's been taken. Damn it.
Yeah, damn. Oh, sorry. Click.
Damn it.
But listen, we've got to go into our points so far. And who's this lovely chap? Is this you or is this Law?
No, this is Law. He's on his free hit.
Oh, mate. So he still went first anyway.
Yeah.
Oh, even live update. Is he still not first? Is he still first?
I haven't checked. Sorry.
Oh, wait, because he benched Calvert-Lewin. Oh, my. Oh, no. Oh, yeah. No. Oh.
Yes. So...
Sorry, Law.
For those listening on audio. Yeah, sorry. Go on.
Yeah. Law's on 74 points. That's before these games went underway. He's got Gerbic in goal with 1. Tarkowski with 6. Addison with 4. Gabriel with 12. Saka with 9. Great shout of Odegaard with 20. Captain Salah with 2 at the moment. Luis Diaz with 2. Eze with 11. Solanke with 6. And Darwin with 1. As expected. Unfortunately, he's got Pickford on the bench with 8 so far. And as we know, is it still 2-0 to Everton?
Yes, it is, sir.
That's a double clean that he's currently missing out on for 1 point. Painful. I think we got in his head. We got in his head for the Pickford thing. Yep, last game week. Yep, sorry, mate. Gotta be stubborn sometimes.
Fantastic. Yeah, I think his live rank is about a million, maybe just inside a million.
He should be on a green arrow, though. He should still be on a green
arrow. Yeah, he is. He is on a green arrow. Yeah. Yes, absolutely.
Yeah.
Nice, cool. Nice. Well, I should have put that in. So for me at the moment, 76 points. So I did make the changes.
Damn guy. It's only two points ahead of me.
I did. Dude, you got to clutch onto whatever you can when you're having such a bad season.
He's going to be this week. Yeah.
I did make the changes that I said I would. I bought in Raya and I bought in Eze, who've been phenomenal. So Raya finished off with 16 points, Virgil with two, but currently probably three in total because he got booked today as well. Zabanio on zero, but I think they've just won 1-0, which is great for me. Gabriel with 12, Saka with 9, Eze with 11, Captain Salah 2, Luis Diaz 2, Solanke 6, Mateta 16, scored today as well. Just been phenomenal for me this game week.
It's been
phenomenal.
Lovely.
And Haaland. Now, we were told that Haaland will not play by Pep. So if he misses out, my first sub is Palmer. He didn't play. Udogie has a blank. So to give the grand send-off, Sir Charlie Taylor with those 2 points, bro.
Hey, listen. I told you Haaland wasn't going to haul.
You did. Bless you. You did. You said it.
I said it with chest.
You said it 2 weeks ago, and you go, Haaland's not going to haul. You did that thing where you go, Haaland's not going to haul. He's not going to haul. He's not going to haul.
No, last episode. I said it. I was like, he's not going to do it, bruv. And then you were like, you wish. You and Loss said you wish. I said he's not.
Oh, yeah. I want. Yeah. But obviously, I didn't have my chip. But anyway, so my live rank this morning, 120K green arrow, which is brilliant for someone not on the free kit. But
lovely.
Just flowers.
Yeah.
Guard of honor.
Yeah. I'm very happy with this one. It's a very good game week for me. For those on the audio, I got 130 points currently. I got Henderson with this is before the games included for the rest of the teams. Henderson with a minus one, Alexander Arnold with 9, Mikalenko with 6. He went off injured at half time, so probably 7. Benjamin White, 26 points. Yes. Eze with 11, Salah with 1, Captain Kai Havertz. Yes. Luis Diaz with 2, Odegaard with 20, Mateta with 16, Solanke with 6. Now, luckily, because Kuna got an injury, I went back to Solanke, but originally I was going to go to Kuna. Remember you guys, when I saw the injury, you guys were like, you have to have him in your team. I was like, all right, he's got an injury, that's a sign. So yeah, Mateta scored again, so that's more points on the board. It's looking like Salah's going to blank right now, which is good for my rank because most people want him captain. And Alexander Arnold will probably just get me 1 point. So
your game week rank, I think, is 1,200 this morning or something like that.
It was 1,200 this morning.
Sensational.
Yes, I think it's dropped now. It's still quite good. It's a 7K of an overall rank. Of a game week rank. My overall rank is 12.2K
from
84.
It's sensational.
Yeah, so 72,000 places. It was down to 10K before today. So it's dropped a little bit due to, I think, the Mateta captain is, the Eze captain is. So, but I am thrilled. This is what I've been waiting for. This free hit, I was gunning for it.
You stuck to it. You stuck to it from last week when you said that I'm not feeling Saka. You know, you said that Odegaard and Havertz. And I was like, okay. And captaining Havertz. I mean, was it assured you were going to do that or were you thinking of someone else?
It was Havertz or Eze. I just didn't want to do Salah. Because again, this free hit, I've been saying it since before the blank, I've been saying from the bank that I'm risking taking these red arrows, which I did for about, 5 weeks?
Yep.
I dropped out of the what was it? I was like 15k, dropped to like 90, 110 to 130k, I think, and I just waited and waited and waited. So I had to go all out for this. Yeah. And I was just thinking, Saka's not been getting in the returns recently. Like, he's, I think he's a bit leggy, he's a bit tired, he's not getting the same opportunities. But Havertz and Odegaard are right in the mix. And I had a feeling that Partey was going to start as well. Mm. So with Partey back, I was, you know, I should have, in my mind, I should have gone for Odegaard, because I knew Partey and Odegaard, when they play together, it's different.
Yeah.
But I just thought, let me go for Havertz. That's the, against his old club. Yeah, man. It wasn't looking good when he blanked in the first, when they blanked in the first game. It was not looking good, Brett. It was not looking good, Brett. But yeah, man. Yeah, yeah, yeah. It's funny. The last change I did, though, was Elise to Eze. So I had Elise, who had more points, who had more points at this game week. Mm-hmm. I switched him to Eze because I panicked, thinking if I'm going to make Havertz captain, I need to cover Eze.
Agree.
So, yeah, but it didn't work out. It would have been better if I had Elise. Damn. Can't have it all. You can't have it all.
Well, he didn't start this game, so.
Who didn't start?
Elise didn't start this evening's game against Newcastle.
No
it's
way.
It's all coming up Millhouse, as they say, bro.
Oh, wow. So what? What's have Palace got a clean sheet right now?
At the moment, yes, it's 1-0 to Palace, oh, yes.
Mateta scored again.
Yeah, that's what it's I mean. 2-0. He is him. Mateta is
him. 2-0. It's 2-0.
No, he did not. Oh, live reaction.
He scored in the 88th minute, bro.
Oh, my God.
Will Hughes assist. Crazy.
Bro.
Crazy. Yep. All right. So, Ray.
Yo, folklore, Ray, would you man.
Like a, would you like a live update of my points, beef? So, I am currently.
Oh, you don't have him. Yeah. Go ahead.
I do have Mateta.
Oh, you do? What the hell am I talking? Go ahead.
It's right there on your screen, bro. I've got 160 points.
You know what? Can you do an ad hoc share screen so we can see it on live?
Yeah, sure.
Livefpl.net. Right. Everyone, this is a highly professional, well-run ship here. So I just want to see your game week score. I want to see everything, man. This is incredible. This is an incredible moment.
Caught me off guard here. They're opening two different windows. Yeah, he's done the job for me still. That is lovely. That is lovely. Here we are.
I'm singing in the rain.
Share tab. What have we got? Here we are.
Oh my goodness me. Could you zoom in a bit more, please? Is it possible?
Yep, 1 second. I'm going to get the best bit. Let's zoom in here. And you just tell me.
Oh my word.
What I should...
That's amazing. No, stop. Everyone, for those on audio, RJ is currently on 160 points on his free hit. His game week rank at the moment is 9,180. That is just over an 86% rank change in current live rank of 11,611. And by the way, he still has two wonderful chips left.
Thanks,
mate. I'm so proud of you. You know why? You know why? And seriously, you know, I don't give you flowers much, but is you have stuck to what you said you were going to do throughout all the pain, the five red arrows, you know, the controlled frustration that you had when we were podding and talking, because obviously we have our WhatsApp chat as well. You stuck to it. You kept calm. You didn't panic. And now you're getting it, man. Holy.
Yeah, man. Do you know what it is? I actually think you guys helped me do that, because I think normally when you're not talking about it regularly, you panic and then you overthink things and then you change what you're normally going to do, or you overcompensate for what you didn't do. But because I have to come here and say, I'm not going to go against what I'm thinking. I'm not going to say what I said last season. Oh, I was going to do this. Oh, I was going to do this. It's made me stick to it. So like with the whole Captain Havertz, like I know people are going to say it's a fluke, or I'll take the Ben White second goal a fluke, but the decisions I'm making, I thought about them from before, because like you said, we've got everything recorded, bro. Everything we said in the episode, we said Havertz.
We said a lot of shit. Attacking
returns. You know what I'm saying? We don't get it all right, but I was gunning for this free hit. I wasn't expecting 160 points.
That's absolutely incredible.
But yeah, man, that's probably the best game.
We got frame it. Even your page with your points, like this is sensational. Yeah, man. Seriously,
this is probably the best game week I've ever had.
Absolutely.
160 points. Yeah, that's definitely by far 11K. But yes, that's enough. Let's move on because I know a few people aren't having that good of a game week, so it's not fair. Let's stop.
Nah, you enjoy your flowers when you can. You're not being you're not being inconsiderate. But so for double game week, so we have a double game week. We have Chelsea and we have Spurs. So
yep.
Chelsea will be away to Aston Villa and home to Spurs, and Spurs will be away to Aston Villa. Oh, sorry, what am I talking? And Spurs will be home to Arsenal and away to Chelsea. So paper, two extremely tough fixtures for both. Of course, you and I are on wildcards at the moment, and of course we're going to share it. But should people be, you know, roughing up their teams to pretty much be bringing in assets from these teams, or?
I don't think so. I don't. If it's like, if you've got the wild card, have fun with it. But these games, like, as you can see, Chelsea without Palmer, they're a different team. They had their opportunities, but when it comes to finishing and, you know, clear cut chances, they need him. 100%. If he's back, you don't know if they're going to be able to beat Aston Villa at home. And then they've got a tough game against Spurs, who need points to get into Champions League or to get into Europa League. They need these points, so they're going to be gunning for it. Like I said, one of the games I've been worried about is Arsenal versus Spurs versus Arsenal, because that one trophy they can have all season is to stop Arsenal winning the league, you know, or stop us having a chance of winning the league.
Yeah.
I feel like they're not in the best of form right now, but with two London derbies on the way, I think they will start to find form. Both normally Spurs and Arsenal tend to find our form just before we play each other. So I'm not going crazy on Spurs assets. I had Chelsea assets already because I assume Palmer's back and Gusto's back, but with Spurs, I think I might even just be one, maybe max two. I don't think I'll be having three Spurs players in there just because they got doubles.
Well, let's start with Spurs. Who would be the one stroke two?
Son and Vicario. Originally it was going to be Udogie. Pedro Porro is a shout, but again, it's two games. He just come back from injury. Will he play both? They don't have a choice, do they? So yeah, I guess Pedro Porro is
not necessarily. Emerson Royale can play on the right.
Well, they're not going to play Emerson Royale.
They're going to play him.
Really?
In one of these two games, I think he's going to start because Udogie's out for the season.
Okay, yeah. Oh yeah, wow. Oh wow. Then yeah, Pedro Porro. I wouldn't go Emerson Royale. I wouldn't do that because...
No. I'm talking more from a lineup point of view, not an asset.
I wouldn't... Like, I see a lot of people doing double Spurs defence and I'm not too sure about that. I'm not too sure about that. And that's not even shade at Spurs. Like, they can win games, but keeping a clean sheet, I'm not too sure about that, buddy.
On Spurs, I've never deviated from two assets. And at the moment, it's Sun completely. And currently Porro, but a bit like yourself, I'm thinking Vicario and no Porro because Porro eats up a lot of money. And the first thing for me I look at with my defender is, can they keep a clean sheet? Spurs have some ridiculously difficult fixtures.
Yeah.
You know, they got us, Chelsea, Liverpool, and then in 37, they got the double, but it's Burnley and Man City. Where's the clean sheet coming from here? Maybe Burnley. I can only think of Burnley. I think we'll score against them. I think Chelsea will. Liverpool, definitely. Even if it looks like Liverpool will have nothing to play for now, at least in regards to the title.
No. They're still not gone. It's still, what, 3 points adrift from us?
I'm thinking more about them catching Man City, but yeah.
Oh, okay, yeah. Man City's, what, 5 points, right?
If they win their games in hand, yeah.
Yeah. You know what? It's like you said. Yeah, with Spurs, like Vicario my idea here behind my thought process behind this is basically save points.
Yeah.
Because I feel like they're going to get hit with a few shots, but Vakari was a very good goalkeeper.
Brilliant.
So stopping a few chances, maybe racking up 3-4 extra points on top of appearances. Like, we're not, if they get a clean sheet, brilliant, but we're not focusing on that clean sheet. But again, with Pedro Porro or Emerson Royale, lose a clean sheet and then we're praying for an assist or a goal. So, yeah, that's...
Go ahead, Son, and then go to Chelsea.
Two things. So Son is Son. We all know what he can do. The only thing is, Law mentioned before about Son being moved to the wing because of Richarlison.
Mm-hmm.
Now, with that happening, Son hasn't been as clinical on the wing. Or not even clinical. He's not been getting the chances he normally gets on the wing. So maybe that's a slight worry. Richarlison did very well for me earlier in the season, but do I think he's going to hit the ground running again? I think it's too risky for me to take a chance on him at this stage. But I mean, if you're looking for a differential and you don't have a wild card or a free hit, I think that's a great little punt because we don't know where those points are exactly going to come from. And Richarlison will give them a boost. It's whether or not he'll play both games. It's just, this is why you got to kind of steer clear of maybe three Spurs assets. It's just looking for pain. Like,
yeah, you're kind of, you know, it's not just making the change, obviously, just for the game week. It's now the season end, isn't it? Like, you bring in Son. I'm not really looking to take him out because they got another double coming up. And the way Spurs play, and against these teams who like to have possession, Son is actually pretty ideal on the counter. But it is a fair point that was made for Law. Like Richarlison wouldn't entice me. Timo Werner doesn't return, really. You know, Kulusevski would have been a player I would have really liked to look at, but he doesn't play now. Brennan Johnson comes off kind of early nowadays, and Maddison is just not looking quite... He isn't completely match sharp yet, isn't it, after his injury?
Yeah, after his injury, he's not been the same.
But let's deviate to Chelsea. What assets would you consider for Chelsea?
Palmer and Gusto.
Hmm.
I did tinker with the idea of Nicholas Jackson. But after the game against Arsenal, I'm just like, oh, really? He misses. He's like he's like another Darwin.
He's a dark Darwin, but... isn't it? He's a dark Darwin. The way he plays.
Oh, God.
Trying to use my words right. He's wasteful, isn't but... he? He's got brilliant off-the-ball movement, just like Darwin.
That touch that he did on Gabriel to put him on the ground. It was a lovely touch. Like, I didn't think he had it in his locker. But then for him to hit the outside netting on the near post, how he's not shot that across goal or used the outside of his foot across goal, it's just a weird shot choice. But he's getting cooked right now, so maybe he have a bit of fire in his belly. And for a double, he's not a bad option. Like, I'm not going to rule out that he won't be in my team for the wild card, but and Ollie Watkins and Isak on a single game week, I'm not opposed to having them instead. Do you know what I mean?
Yeah, I mean, so my opinion on Chelsea is I do currently have Nico Jackson simply because I'm not going to watch the Chelsea games because I know what players like Nico Jackson, Timo Werner, Darwin, you know, I know what these players do. They're going to have loads of opportunities and I don't think I can handle watching it. So it's like, right, I'm not going to watch the game if I've got these assets. With Chelsea, funnily enough, I've always had a triple. And I know that's really weird because they're just such a poor team. But I'm thinking Palmer, of course. Nico, definitely, in my opinion.
Okay.
Just for me, from what I'm looking to do, which is get as high as you want, and someone like Nico Jackson could do that. And I was thinking Petrovic simply because Gusto was out in the Arsenal game.
Okay.
And I'm just thinking, will he just come back in suddenly? And, you know, Petrovic will be in there. And it's almost similar to what you were saying about Porro and Vicario, is that I actually do think Petrovic is a good goalkeeper overall.
Yeah.
And I do think there are save points there. Yes. We absolutely skewered them yesterday, but we could have probably got 9 goals, to be honest with you.
True. In the first half, we were so bad. We were not clinical at all.
But
yeah,
You were mentioning single game week assets, and yeah, I mean, maybe you can elaborate more on Watkins, he's set, blah, blah, blah.
Oh, Ollie Watkins, he's got, they got Chelsea, right, at home, and Watkins is on fire. Watkins is on fire completely this season, so, I mean, this Chelsea defence that we can see clearly, if you're able to manipulate space, you're going to give them pain, so, yeah, why not have an Ollie Watkins who can get one or two goals, rather than Nicholas Jackson, who might only score in one game. Like, do we think he's going to haul in both games? I'm not so sure. So, yeah, and Isak has got Sheffield United. I'm not going against that. I'm not going against that. No way.
But then 37, what would you do with Watkins? Would you also keep him? Because Villa don't have any doubles.
37. Who have they got in 37? That's the question. In 37, they have... I have this already. I've seen this already. In 37,
they've got Liverpool.
Yeah. So I'll probably make a change. So I'll have two free transfers going into 37. So that'll probably be one of them. Yeah.
You could look at Alvarez if you don't have Haaland already. Yeah, that makes sense.
And also, for those that, you know, will have Watkins, I don't necessarily say he has to come out. Because the way Liverpool are playing right now, they're going to have to gun it. And if Aston Villa are able to take their chances...
Oh, it plays to their hands. Their counter-attacking is sensational. We know.
So, yeah. If I'm taking him out against Liverpool, it's more out of fear rather than me thinking he's not going to get any points. It's just that I need to be a bit more safe when it's coming to these last couple of game weeks.
And it just depends on what your rank's like as well, doesn't it?
Yeah, exactly. It's all to do with that, yeah.
Yeah.
It's all to do with that, yeah. But yeah, I think... This is so when we're looking at 35, game week 34, I was like, I don't want no players without a double game week. I want all players to have a double game week. I think it's a different scenario now because now I've got my team set for the rest of the season, whereas the free hit was just that 1 week.
Yeah.
So, yeah. What about you, man? What are your thoughts?
I'm thinking, so Manchester United are 4-2 up now. Bruno Fernandes has got a couple of goals.
Must be game done, then, right?
About to be. Or it must be now, yeah. I mean, Liverpool have lost 2-0. Sensational result.
Wow.
Absolutely delighted. Or they're losing 2-0. But yes, Manchester United won 4-2. Bruno Fernandes got two goals and an assist. So Bruno has not left since I made my wildcard team. I love his fixtures. I love that he's back in form now. I love that he's getting so involved. And he's just a player I absolutely have to have for my team. Now, the second one is either Onana or Dalo. I'm a bit... Or maybe Maguire. He did score a header today. But the thing about... Oh, my God. Maguire got a goal and an assist.
Yep. I was about to say he got an assist as well. Yeah.
So I could think, you know what? Just get Maguire. He's probably going to start every game now because Manchester United have so many injured players, especially defenders.
Do you not think if you get Maguire, you're chasing points?
I'm honestly, they're only really going to come in for that double bench boost.
Yeah.
So I'm thinking either Dalo or Onana.
But... And their game, their double is quite good, isn't it?
Yeah, it is.
Yeah.
Well, Newcastle and Arsenal.
Is it Newcastle and Arsenal? Eesh. Maybe not. What's their build up though?
I love subtle digs at the best.
Chill. Because
so
again, that's another team that would like the trophy of ruining our season.
Oh, ridiculous! And they're so bad, but you know what they're going to do when they play us.
They'll just show
home
up.
To Burnley, away to Palace, then yes, the double home to Arsenal, Newcastle, then away to Brighton. So really, you're attacking these two games, and yeah, possibly only Bruno, isn't it? Maybe just Bruno.
I've got. As it stands, I'm looking at Bruno and Onana.
Okay.
At the moment. But yeah, like you, Bruno's been in my wildcard team from early and I haven't looked to go against it, really. And I haven't had a United asset all season. I didn't even have Garnacho. Garnacho's another great shout because he's like 4.9 million.
Yeah, and he scored today.
Or 5 million.
He scored. And I had him for a good 10 game weeks and he was brilliant for me simply because of his value.
Wait, did he score today or just get an assist?
You're right.
Hoyland scored.
He got an assist and Hoyland scored, who is a decent wildcard shout as well.
Yes, but again, it's only he was doing well before he had a little dip. He was playing very well. So against a Burnley defence, Why not? Why not?
Yeah, that's good. Yeah, actually. Because a lot of people won't, well, like yourself, you're not going to get Nico. So then you probably have that position. And obviously we'll get there to a moment where you're like, you know what? Maybe a Watkins. Well, Isak's already in my team. But yeah, I understand. Yeah. Maybe someone like Højlund. 100%.
Yeah. If I were in your position, I'd definitely take gambles.
Oh, yeah.
I think you're playing too safe.
Gamble City. Really?
I think you're playing safe.
Well,
man.
You'll see my wild card.
All right, let's have a look. Let's do this. All right, so before we go into our wild cards, is it just wild cards we got left?
Yes, sir.
Yep. All right, so let's go for a quick break and then we'll jump into our wild cards. Ray, I've got to say, those Mateta captainers.
I thought Havertz was a
gamble, but damn. 29 points. Oh, what a double game week for Crystal Palace. Oh, my. Wow. Well done, guys. Well done. But, Ray, game week 35, wildcard drafts. What are we saying?
Okay, so we are going to go to myself first.
Okay, let's go.
So, for those on audio, I've got currently Petrovic, Pedro, Porro, Dan Byrne, Dallo, Bruno Fernandes, Gordon, Son, Palmer, Jackson, Isak, Haaland. Bench is Onana, Foden, Ruben Diaz, and Van Heek. So, funny enough, currently, I actually took out Haaland and brought in Watkins simply because Haaland is going down in value and I'm expecting Watkins to go up. So at least get some money, you know, a couple of 0.1s here and there.
Makes sense.
So, yeah, what are your thoughts?
It's in terms of the strategy you're going for, it's very similar to mine. Question, why are you going for Ruben Diaz? Oh, sorry. What are your thoughts on, instead of Ruben Diaz, going for Rico Lewis, and then you can have Shaw instead of Byrne?
Yeah, I mean,
you know, we know he loves a volley. We know he loves a volley.
The thing is about, I look at Ruben Diaz and I think he'll pretty much start every game now.
Yep.
And Dan Byrne as well, because since he's been playing left back, obviously there's lots of moving parts, but defensively they look a lot more solid. So I expect,
but they're not taking off Shah. Shah's always going to start.
Shah will absolutely always start. He's definitely the best defensive asset, in my opinion, to own, because we don't know what's happening with Trippier. And Rico Lewis, I feel, is at risk of not starting. And if I'm worried more about that, I might as well just bring in Ederson.
That's true. That's very true. And maybe it was more just to upgrade Byrne to Shah, really. But yeah, okay.
Van Heek is someone I just expect to start every game. I mean, now Estupiñán's out for the rest of the season. Lamptey. So, and Van Heek has been
one as well.
And he's impressed me. So that's me. And I'm thinking I've got too many Manchester United assets personally. So I'm thinking. That's basically what the episode name is. I'm thinking. But Dallo and Onana's too much for me for a team that do not keep clean sheets. And that's a lot of money, but 10 million.
So. Hold on, real quick though. Are you going to roll in 36?
100%.
So is one of them going to be a defender?
Sorry, what?
Is one of your transfers going to be a defender? Yeah.
Well, at the moment, everyone is doubling. So I'm just waiting to see if anyone gets injured.
Okay.
Everyone's going to double in 37.
Because I don't see, well, ignoring today Sheffield United, but you have Onana and Dalot against Burnley next week. I mean, game week 36. In game week 35, actually.
Yeah.
Which I don't see as a bad shot. I think it's the only time to have a double United defense.
Yeah.
And then your role, you can bench one of them. And then in game week 37, you can decide. You can decide which one to swap them with your two free transfers. But I mean, it's an easy layup I say easy layup because I can't believe they conceded against Sheffield United. But Burnley are done for the season. We know they're out. So
Sheffield United are out, you mean? They're the ones who are bottom.
Oh, mate.
Burnley on 23 points.
I can't believe they conceded twice against Sheffield United. But I don't know. I don't see that as an issue right now. I can see them keeping a clean sheet against Burnley.
And again, all I'm doing is piling up on. So the reason I've gone for 15 doublers in 37 is because things will happen. And I'm like, well, I've got two free transfers now to play with, if you like.
Mm-hmm. You've got to go for 15 doublers. You've got to.
Oh, 100%. And then you've got to. If I have two free transfers, you're quite right. If someone's playing crap, someone's playing great, boom.
Yeah. You definitely go for double. You go all out. Definitely. Cool. Why not? What can we? Yeah, I like a wildcard, man. 15 doublers, good doublers. Hopefully Pedro Porro comes back injury free. Well, maybe not for the Arsenal game. Maybe not for the Arsenal game. Maybe not for the Arsenal game.
Hey.
But yeah.
Cool.
I like very good fixtures that you've got lined up for, especially for Game Week 35.
Yes, sir. Yeah. Just pile in and attack what I can, but
exactly. All right. So my points drop off. You had like a expected 90 points, right?
Yeah.
So mine's expected 79 points. I've got 3.5 million in the bank. I've got Onana in goal, Gusto, Shaw, Ben White, Palmer, Salah, Bruno Fernandes, Gordon, Watkins, Nico Jackson. Oh, I still got him in. Isak as captain, Vakari on the bench, Rico Lewis, Mikalenko, and Foden. Now, yeah, I think that works out to 12 doublers. So White, Salah, and
Mikalenko,
yeah. But Mikalenko got injured. Mikalenko's going to be gone because he twisted his ankle.
Okay.
He's this game week, so it won't be Mikalenko. So yeah, and Watkins. But Watkins, yeah. So I'm actually quite happy with that. It's a lot of games, I think, points could be got on. Yeah, but I could turn Salah into Son.
Yeah, that was the red herring. When I didn't see Son, I was in shock. Simply because these kind of fixtures are... I mean, Son is such a phenomenal... I've been saying it, you know, that for me, he's the best finisher in the league overall. And, you know, on the counter-attack, he's absolutely devastating. He's just he's a fixture-proof player, in my opinion.
But yeah.
I think
at the moment, yeah. I kept it on Salah mainly because of his value. I know I can get any player with with Salah there, but with the performance tonight as well, a double blank for Salah in a double game week is
unheard of.
No one would have thought it. So yeah, maybe an easy sort to sign, and then I have loads of money, so I could probably bring back Haaland.
Squad. Into this squad, if we feel into he's this fit.
Squad,
for Watkins or squad. Nico.
Surely it's got to be Nico, right? But he's got the double double.
For me, you keep Nico, in my opinion.
Really, 16
fixtures,
points.
He's got so many fixtures.
Then it'd have to be for Watkins. Yeah,
but. You know, the decisions you've made have been very, you've just, for example, when we were all bringing in Darwin and myself and Law were disgusted we bought in Darwin, you're like, no, screw that. I hate Darwin. He's a crap player. I'm going to bring in Tony. Tony got a return more, for example. Yeah. You know, the decisions that you've been making without panicking or last minute and everything has worked. So if you feel Watkins is a... There's
Not set on it yet because exactly. It's not like it's a mad premonition. This one I'm not set on it yet. It's just the balance of the better fixtures. We always go fixture over form or form over fixture. What do we normally do?
Fixtures.
So with that saying that, then Haaland has the fixtures, but Ollie Watkins has the form, and City are fighting.
Yeah,
they are fighting to stay up top.
But we bought the battle for them now, man. We're not choking this one.
Yeah.
They're gonna have to win it. in my opinion.
They have to win all their games. If they win all their games, yeah, then we're not a problem, no matter what we do. So, yeah. So, at the moment, this is a good base for my team, I think. Maybe 2, maximum 3 changes. I don't think I'll have many more changes in this team.
Ben Quite White, are you keeping him there? Are you keeping Ben White just for the value aspect at the moment?
Yes.
Okay.
Yes.
Yeah, Who could he become?
Again, it was... yeah. Exactly, yeah. It was Pedro Porro or Maguire. And yeah. I don't like
either. Cheap as chips, man. Maguire's cheap as chips. He'll play every game, isn't it? He's a bench boost player. That's what Maguire is.
Yeah.
I'm thinking of doing that move, Dallo to Maguire, and saving all that money.
Mm. Yeah. And like, it's like, I got White in there, man. Should I just take my chips and run because he got me the points in the double game week on my free hit and then not be greedy and see what happens? But
that's kind of what I'm doing with Mateta. I've had Mateta for 3 weeks now, and the only game I started him in was this game week. And now I'm like, you've done your job, Eto. Thank you.
See you later.
Love you. Yeah, exactly. I said
Eto. I keep saying Eto. Crazy. Yeah. But yeah, this team will change. So I think, guys, if you're on a wild card, I think you should also, you know, double check the assets, the injuries. We've got to make sure we listen to press conferences.
Price changes.
Mikalenko's injured. So he went up at halftime. He didn't. I know his ankles are broken, but he twisted it bad. His ankle went like 90.
You can imagine the kind of.
Yeah. So I'm sure there's some damage, ligaments or something. So. Yeah, we can see. I think the only thing I'm dead set on is Isak as captain against Sheffield United. I think that's the only one I'm set on. I think I'm going to go for a single game. Okay, because I'm not going to go for Palmer.
Why?
Because I don't know if he's going to play both games. I just don't know if he's going to play both games.
Do we actually know what it was?
No, he just said illness. Just an illness.
It could be that infamous Drogba malaria, and then 2 hours later, Ancelotti goes, he's recovered from malaria. I'm like, I don't think people know what malaria is.
Actually, do you know what? If he's recovered, it will be Palmer. That's true.
Yeah.
Because
on
top of that, Wilson is back. So I don't want him to mess with Isak's numbers or his minutes. So normally,
he will not get in this team.
He might do, you know, like the 72nd minute.
Gordon on the left. Oh, okay. He won't start.
You know what I mean? No, he won't start. You take him off early. And then Isak shines a lot when players are tired.
He's going to look great in red next season, Isak.
Oh, it would be beautiful. It would just be beautiful.
These are the fogging standards, but yeah.
Listen. All right. But yeah, Ray, I think...
I
think for now, we're standing here. Yeah. Any comments on this? Anything else?
Yeah, Son, for me, absolutely, you've got to bring in. And I'd probably bring him in for Salah. And yeah, Haaland is just have the money ready if Haaland is available. I would be extremely surprised if he's not playing Brighton and then he's not playing in the weekend against...
Yeah.
Whoever they're playing. Sorry, I don't know who they're playing. Oh, well, against Forest.
Not a Forest.
Idiot. Yeah, so...
But this is the
opportunity, though, as well, is that when he doesn't play, Alvarez plays, get Alvarez in there, and then just swap him.
I have so much
That's
money.
My thinking, you know? I didn't say That's that before, is that game. If Haaland is not injured, if Haaland is Alvarez. Out, I'll bring in Alvarez.
Mm. Yeah, why not? But again, those times, Foden has stolen the show.
Agree. Yeah. Mm. Or, bro, Salah to KDB.
I like that. I do like that one.
Even I like that.
I like that. Yeah. Yeah. Like I said, we've got some options. Definitely. Not many people are going to have. Yeah, they might actually. Yeah. Yeah.
I think do you think wildcard would be a hot chip in 35?
I think a lot of people are going to be working on this week.
A lot of my rivals do not have it.
Really?
Yeah.
Ooh, maybe not. To be honest, the free hit was quite big. It's a much bigger differential than I thought it was. So, yeah.
Mad.
Let's see.
Yeah, I hit 100 points, thank goodness. 106. Not free hit. I'm really happy, bro.
You got 106.
106 at the moment. And you've got 159. I think someone got booked for you or less.
Yeah, someone got a yellow. Yes, I don't know what happened, man.
Oh,
poor you. What they're playing at, mate. He's messing around. He's got no discipline. Oh, minus one for Alexander Arnold.
Ah, there you go. Well, bun him anyway. He ain't going to be in your team anyway. No Liverpool. Bun him. See you later.
Yeah, man. But yes, I think that's a great cover of our wildcards for Game 35. Because again, we don't want to be saying, "Oh, get this, but you have to get this person. You have to get this person." It's more about, you know, open up options to you guys and see what works for your team. Make sure you look at it towards your team. But yeah, have fun with it, and we'll see you in Game Week 35.
Yes, sir. Yeah.
Once again, and Laura's not on a wildcard. We have to remember, so he's going to be feeling it.
Oh yeah. Yeah, poor Law. Yeah, not really.
Poor nothing.
You could. Yeah, poor nothing. I literally just
Law. You better really. Shine my belt. Shine it. Shine my belt. That's right.
Pause. So you can follow us
belt.
On.
I said belt. I said belts.
You can follow us on X at only one bonus point with the number one. You could follow me at Ray underscore Cure RJ.
And my handle's at underscore only one RJ.
Also, email us only one bonus point at gmail.com with the number one. And our mini league code is Oscar Charlie 3 Bravo Kilo. And
yes,
again, yes. Everyone, RJ says it all the time. Absolutely agree. We really are babies in this game. Please like, share, subscribe, clip it, tag us, whatever you want. Follow this fantastic season RJ is having. It's absolutely brilliant. Absolutely brilliant. And, you know, wild card bench boost left, my man. A lot of people around that rank don't have two chips. So kudos.
Let's see how it goes. Anyway, to Green Arrows, guys. We have been your hosts. My name is RJ.
And my name is Ray.
Thanks, everyone, for listening. And we will catch you on the next one. Peace!